Are You Playing?
Hello, and welcome to What the Bleep Are You Playing? A podcast where we play a game, many times bad, and tell you why the bleep we played it. I am Sonic Sean, this is Olympic Thomas, and Mario Mason. And we played... Mario and Sonic at the London Olympic Games.
London 2012. You got it wrong.
Damn it.
You got it wrong. No, it's fine.
At the 2012 Olympic Games. Ah!
No, it's fine. Keep it. Keep going. We're fine.
It's a mouthful of a title, and the world didn't end in 2012, so, you know.
Third time's the charm. Mason had us play a good Wii game.
I know.
What was the...
Go Vacation and Eminem's Adventures.
Yeah, I was two for two for bad ones. I had to redeem myself.
Our third foray into the Nintendo Wii.
Yeah.
This time we had a fun one.
We did. Mm-hmm.
The Mario and Sonic at the Olympic series has always been an interesting one because...
It's so weird.
The Mario and Sonic, you know, it was like they get announced Mario and Sonic crossover coming in 2007. Oh my god, it's finally happening. It's the Olympics. It's what?
It's such a weird...
It's a weird concept. That was made explicitly for me.
Because Sonic and Mario share the screen together in Smash Bros. That's the first time they shared.
Yeah, that was the first time.
The first time.
Because that was a huge thing.
Opened kind of the door. I know that Sega had produced stuff on Nintendo consoles for a while now. But this it opened the door and... This is a game with Mario and stuff in it, developed by Sega.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sega developed this, and that's kind of wild. Like, just to go back to the 90s and think about it, that Sega would be developing a game with Mario in it.
There's always, like, a little tinge of weirdness every time. It's like, oh, this is a different developer making a Mario model.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got a lot of that when I saw like the first Mario plus Rabbids trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like developed by Ubisoft. It's like, oh, they're making their own Mario,
albeit in more modern times. Post Wand of Gamelon and those games, Nintendo, when they do license out their franchises and let other studios take on them. They usually still are very much working side by side with them.
I mean, because they're their babies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because in the 90s, they weren't working closely side by side when they licensed things out. And
we're working closely with anybody.
How we got the Zelda CDI games and the Super Mario Bros. Movie.
And Hotel Mario.
And Hotel Mario.
Which was worse than the Mario movie.
Yeah. And so it's something that is always cool to see when, especially at one point, their biggest rival developing a game with the two characters in it. Now, to make it the Olympics, that was also the Olympics being here and being like, we need a game. And if I remember right, in the early 2000s, they started making games for the Olympics.
There are official. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some
games
for the PS. I owned one for the PS2 back
mm-hmm.
in the day.
I remember one from the early 2000s that I played, and they're fine games, but a lot of them just kind of they were there. They were there to sell the Olympics. You make a little bit of money in an Olympic year, but they weren't big sellers.
Yeah,
the Olympics then was like, ooh, what if? Hear me out. We had like some. Famous mascots at the Olympic events.
Shut up and take my money.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously you can see it as one big marketing thing. Like, hey, let's get kids into the Olympic Games so we get more viewership or whatever. And, sure, you can see it at that. But also, I don't care, because...
It worked!
I said at the beginning that this feels like an idea specifically made for me. I say that because I really like Mario, I really like Sonic... And I really like the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So, when this came out, this was specifically, I was like, oh, my prayers have been answered. My weirdly specific prayers that I didn't know I had.
He just busts into the to the meeting between Mario and Sega like a one guy from the right stuff.
So next, if we're wanting to make a game that'll perfectly curate to Thomas, we need what? Optimus Prime and Thomas the Tank Engine at the Daytona 500?
Well, I don't care about that. I don't care about Daytona. What we need is just to do this game again, but Thomas the Tank Engine is the transportation that gets him to the stadium.
And Optimus Prime's in the stand.
Yeah, not knowing at all what's going on.
He just has a golf clap, solid little golf clap.
Because he doesn't know Earth Customs. He'd just be like, what the hell's happening? Okay.
This game is, again, it boils down less of a sporting game than some of those previous Olympics games, and more to a mini game, especially with the Wii versions and all the motion controls.
Yeah,
it is definitely trying to capitalize on the Wii Sports model of a lot of things, but well, some of the games can last longer, and some of them are definitely more
in depth to
actually, you know, competing, and some of them are just mash these motion controls.
We're talking about this whole creative process because this is kind of the same thing for every single Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. We specifically did London 2012 because it's the best one. It just is. It's the best one.
It's the best one. I haven't played any of them past this, but still, it's the best one.
Yeah, I mean, Tokyo's fine. That's my opinion. Tokyo's just kind of fine. I do like it a lot, but Tokyo...
As someone who is a little partial to the Winter Olympic Games, I would like to play. And I haven't any of the Mario and Sonic at the Winter Olympics because I'd like to do like skiing and figure skating. The gymnastics was weirdly fun in this. I wanted like speed skating feels like that is just right up Sonic and Shadow's alley.
You don't have to hide it. We know you really, really want to play curling, and we'll let you play it.
Yeah,
we will get there. You get to live out your curling dreams.
We'll get there eventually.
My team of Vector and Knuckles,
ultimate curling team.
Actually, Wario would be really good at curling. Wario would literally be the greatest at curling.
Wario would melt the ice. He just gets on and immediately the ice melts. Vector's like, how? That's not physically possible.
But I think... And we could spend a lot of time just sitting down and talking about each individual mini game, how the controls feel across the board, in all those. But I think we'll probably stick to more of kind of like wider conversation about this, because in the end, it's a lot of mini games.
It is,
and whether you enjoy playing the sprint or the equestrian, the gymnastics, table tennis, or any of the dream events.
You say badminton, you're lying.
No one likes badminton.
It's just kind of, it doesn't matter, a lot of things. There's something for everyone if you want to try it there. But they all boil down to certain mini-games. It's kind of what is your preference of these sort of controls. So I feel like maybe our conversation is probably going to be more just on the wider conversation of this game being... it's awesome that we got Mario and Sonic on the screen. It's awesome that we got, a Mario Party-ass mini-games across the board in a lot of them, but also that it is still official Olympics. Like, it's just really fun.
Man, you bring a Mario Party. We didn't even do the most Mario Party-esque thing in this game. What's it called? Like, London?
It's London Tour.
London Tour, yeah.
It's a Mario Party-esque mode. I never touched it. That's why we didn't. I have never touched that.
Never.
I really? Always went straight to the mini games.
I played it a couple times. It's actually a little bit different than a Mario Party type thing, cuz instead of like everybody moving like on the board like where there's like spaces and you all move one at a time, you're all on the board and you all move at the same time. There's like little like coin collectible type things that you run around and collect, and then there are certain side characters that land in the middle. It'll be a non-playable character. It'll be like Omega or I'm trying to think of like a Mario character that it would be.
Toad,
yeah. It would be like one of them. They would drop in, and whoever gets to that character first starts the minigame. And then whoever wins it gets a point. I think that's how, like, I only vaguely remember how it was, but that's that's what, and you would win things like knee costumes.
Yeah, it was just like another reason why I didn't play it. Playing as your Mii is fun, but if I'm playing Mario and Sonic, I'm gonna play as Mario and Sonic characters.
The thing that I liked about the Mii costumes, though, is that it allowed you to, in a sort of way, like, play as characters that weren't actually in the game.
That's fair.
Like, for, okay, don't ask me why, because I couldn't tell you, but for some reason, like, right around the time that this came out, the Sonic character that I was, like, the most hyper-fixated on was Omega, and there was an Omega costume for the Mii in that game, so that was the character that I played as the most, probably, was the Mii in the Omega costume for some reason.
Look, Omega rules, so I'm not...
He's very cool. I love Omega.
But, yeah, that's just kind of my personal thing. It's another reason why every time there's an RPG or whatever about a franchise, everyone's like, oh, yay, we get to play as our own custom character. I'm like, I want to play as the characters from the franchise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a weird thing. That's just, like... my thing.
We were talking while playing it, or I mentioned, like, you know, wouldn't a Mario and Sonic RPG be awesome? And I would love it because of the amount of characters that you could then put into and build your party from them.
That would be cool. I've also worried that'd be like, oh, that's Chrono Cross levels of party.
Yeah, but, you know, like, maybe you have your group that you level up and build through, and that's your, you pick early on who's going to be your crew, kind right, of type of thing. And maybe they're all coming along for story purposes, but the only ones that you're using are maybe the type of thing. Or if it's a tactical-based RPG, you could easily do it with big parties that you just then decide who you're taking into battle each time.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, just add Sonic to the Rabbids games. We got it, baby.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mario plus Sonic plus Rabbids.
Plus Rayman.
Plus Rayman. That would be the weirdest thing. Not even the weirdest game, just thing in general.
I think because this franchise, I know that it has DS counterparts, but because this franchise is a Wii game, it capitalizes on the one really good thing the Wii consistently did. Party games.
Yeah.
Party games, mini games, things like that. And look, we sat in the group of us and played for basically 3 hours in this game. Like, just sat and played. Yeah. And played.
It's probably the most time we've spent playing the same game together.
Yeah, all day. Like, sit down and just continuously playing type of thing like that. Like, it's fun. And it has modes where you can pass controller. It has modes where you're just both playing at the same time. I really do think that this game was very well thought out for groups of people sitting together and playing. Which is... still something Nintendo likes to do, despite the fact that the industry is like, no, it's bad.
This game does something with the Wii that I think, kind of deep down, I always appreciated about the Wii, is that it incorporated a ton of different ways to play a ton of different games. Like, there was one point we were playing, I think, volleyball, and Thomas was playing with the controller and nunchuck, and at one point, in the middle of the game, he was like, all right, screw this. Took out the nunchuck and played with just the, like, seamlessly in the middle of the game.
Seamlessly. Like, you know, it didn't even, cool. like, bring up a message. Yeah. Are you sure you want to do this or something? Or anything. It was seamlessly, boom.
Seamless. Like, that's like, actually
yeah.
pretty cool.
I was like, yeah, I appreciate that.
Lots of different control ways. Every mini, like, there are some annoying, look, I'm bad at motion controls, so there's some really annoying motion control stuff that I don't necessarily like, but it's not necessarily bad controls.
Yeah.
It's all works with the Wii. I just am bad at motion controls and don't like them very much. Unless it's gymnastics. Then be good. Specifically, the ribbon gymnastics.
It's the ribbon gymnastics. No, you really won the trampoline.
I did win the trampoline. That was awesome.
Is that the only one that you...
There was one other that was one of the teams that I was pretty high up.
There was a team one.
That was pretty high. But yeah, like, the track and field stuff. Ooh, boy, I was very bad at the track and field stuff.
Yeah. That wasn't really my strong suit either. At least the field portion.
And I fell off the horse. That happened in the equestrian.
You fell off the horse.
I didn't know you could do. But we learned something new today.
I, with my badness, uncovered new things. Thomas said...
Victor fell off a horse. I didn't know he knew how to do that.
Thomas set a record. What was the thing he set the record? Was it... It was the floor routine.
Yeah, the gymnastics floor routine.
As Bowser.
As a joke. As a joke, I picked Bowser, because I'm like, that'd be funny. And I do the routine. I didn't think I did anything. And then it was like, you new record. You first place. What?
I did the what
Thomas
now?
Thomas goes, what do you mean?
We broke Mason a couple of times here.
Mason broke there, and I don't mean to do my own, but it was funny because I just screamed like, what do you mean, Bowser? What are you talking about?
But I think that is actually one of the fun things. Like, they all have stats, and they're all just, they're better at different events. You know, you'd prefer to go into it. But you can take any character to any event, and you can set a record with any character. And that actually is really cool that, like, the stats do matter, but, like, it is more about how you control them. I think the stats more are for, like, if you're not as good, you know?
Right.
Which, but maybe if I had picked more according to the stats instead of what I thought was the funniest character to be in the event, I might have done something better.
This game has a special place in my heart. I, for the longest time, since I was six, basically, have been in track and field. I threw shot put. Mm. I don't do that anymore. But I used to for the longest time. Most of my friends are throwers. So we would play this game, and we would pick the field event. Specifically, we'd pick hammer, and we'd just have the time of our lives. My dad does not play video games, but he played this game because he was able to pick Donkey Kong, and he was able to hammer throw. And one of my favorite bits was he was playing Donkey Kong, I was playing Knuckles. He sets a world record as Donkey Kong, just bombs that son of a bitch. He just, boom, nails it. So I went up next to Knuckles, and I was like, good job. That was really good. I hit a world record, like, right afterwards. It was like a whole meter ahead. And he just turns to me and goes, you suck.
Immediately knocks him out. That's
but,
really
but
funny.
That's kind of the charm of this game. And that, I don't think, for me, at least, would come across as much if it was a more realistic Olympics games with just normal people.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny to see Donkey Kong do these realistic ass hammer movements.
It's the difference between playing like Tiger Woods PGA golf and Mario golf.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. That's actually a really good.
I don't think any
almost like Mario sports games are a thing. Doy.
I don't think any of like the events, some of the events like are as good as say like the Wii sports games, you know,
no.
things like that. Any
no.
because like badminton and volleyball are in the later Wii sports packs and things like that, but and they're done better than in this one, but. It is some of the animation, especially in the volleyball, is so funny that it's all worth it. Wario just kind of floating into the sky over and over again is so funny.
Wario doesn't have a jump animation, I swear. He just floats up there. It's like all that fat is helium.
Again, like there is kind of some bare bonesness to some of these characters. Like, you know, some of the, you know, Daisy does not say much when she's on there.
No.
You know, which is fine. I don't expect a ton of, like, I don't need, you know, tons. Because this game is probably not the easiest to develop, and that, you know, when you're having all these different controls and different mini games, you maybe aren't going to put as much into it. But when they do put the detail in, you know, things like Sonic having a life jacket in the swimming levels.
Sonic having, like, a little life jacket.
Because he can't swim and is afraid of water. Like, the different horses in the equestrian events, the different little animations, the different things that they do for them. They do have enough little differentiations for each character in each event that you do that is, it ends up being something that is worth playing as different characters to see and enjoy it.
It's one of those things where I appreciate it because it just, you see the passion coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you see the fact that, I mean, it's Sega, obviously, so they obviously like the Sonic characters, but even the Mario characters, you see that passion coming through. With them.
Toad running his little heart out everywhere to mark things was always very funny.
The Black 2 right behind you.
Javelin was the funniest thing because it just bombed directly in front of the launching base. Why can't I think of it? Runway. I was in fucking track
and field. I prefer launching base. Launching base sounds way cooler.
It just rocketed straight into the ground, and there's a solid 5 seconds of Toad just running up like, oh, god damn it, and it's all the way up there.
And then the following one goes, you know, 90.
Yeah, 90, and he has to go all the way out there, and I was like, oh.
The Toad animation is really funny in table tennis, him going back and forth, looking back and forth and back and forth. I found a lot of the little animations really funny across all of the game. There's also some really funny character moments when you mess up. Early in the track and field, Mason was in the long jump. Mason's timing was slightly off, and as Eggman,
I was playing as Eggman,
and Eggman has ginormous feet,
cartoon size
32 Nikes
feet, and man, I'm still mad about that. Honestly, this might have been any other character, I wouldn't have fouled.
You won the goddamn event. Shut up.
Oh, yeah,
you did win. You ended your third jump was basically perfect.
I forgot about that.
But yeah, it was very funny. I was Donkey Kong for the hammer throw and throwing it into the cage.
And he just went, and just walked away.
Shadow, one was the Shadow, and I got a slightly better score, and he goes, perfect. And it's still 8th place. It's like 8th place. Perfect. There's some really funny stuff.
It's all going according to plan.
All of
the rope-a-dope technique.
All of the characters with the shooting levels are...
Because...
Wario shouldn't look as good as he does with a gun, but he looks great.
Because the Sonic character... tangent. The Sonic characters look fine with a gun because they were designed to be edgy and cool. So you can kind of get away with them, like holding a piece... Mario characters with the guns
look ridiculous, so silly.
And it's amazing.
It looks hilarious.
They're cartoony guns, but I can blur my eyes and imagine Wario pulling out a Sig Sauer P90 and just, not P90, whatever, and just blasting away at targets. It's hilarious.
It is very funny. And also it utilized what the Wii was really good at. Light guns,
yeah.
Rail shooters, baby.
Which, there are a lot on the Wii, and we'll probably cover several of those. That's probably things we'll revisit more on the Wii eventually.
Yeah, there are some I want to cover.
Some of the light gun and rail shooters that they had. But, that is the thing to take away from this game, is it feels very, and the whole franchise feels very lovingly made, when it could have been very just slapped together, throwing two mascots on the Olympic game thing. It's going to sell because it's Mario, it's Sonic, it's the Olympics. but it definitely feels like we're going to give you a fun time, even if you know some of the things are a little annoying. Some of the mini games are, oh, that's just, I just have to waggle my remote. I just have to wank off here. You know, that's all I'm doing.
You were really getting into the motion
and it still didn't move very far.
You were putting the Wii through my ceiling, bro.
Again, every single game that we played required like heavy motion controls. It was like you were playing freaking Just Dance.
I'm the person that when it's, you know, when you're playing Wii Sports Baseball, you just have to flick the wrist, but I'm up there fully swinging and going out all that. Like, because that's what
you
they
were
promised
like
with the Wii.
You were
and
like,
you wonder, and you wonder why you're bad at motion controls.
You were like that one Wii commercial where it showed, where it was like Metroid Prime, and he's like jumping behind the couch and shooting with the Wii remote.
That is what the Wii promised at the initial things. They promised that you were just going... They promised more virtual reality than just the motion controls.
And look, you know, to be fair, they did get close. You had to wait until they introduced the Wii Motion Plus remotes in, like, 2012, but they got close.
At the London Olympic Games.
Oh, jeez. Wii Motion Plus at the London...
Yeah, Wii Motion and Plus at the London 2012 Olympic Games.
This game doesn't have a huge character roster,
AIDS.
But, I was sitting there and thinking, I was like, there really isn't a character that I think they needed to add in. Like, sitting there, it's got everyone I want.
And there's a couple that I would have liked to see, but that's...
Metal Mario.
But that's exclusively just me being me. I would have liked to see Rouge. I would have liked to see Diddy.
Yeah, but Diddy's not technically a Mario character. The reason they get away with Donkey Kong being a Mario character in a lot of it is because of the original Donkey Kong game.
He was in the movie.
I know, and that, well, that's why they get away with it, Donkey Kong. But yeah, Diddy
Diddy was in the movie.
I'm aware. That's also the movie universe is very different. Again, I would like to see characters like that, but also I understand why they maybe wouldn't include Diddy in a lot of these games, because Diddy's only been in the Mario Kart games that are just with Mario and Tidal, right? Or is he even in any of the other sports games?
He's in Mario and Sonic at the Tokyo 2020
Olympics. Oh, okay, well, they added him there.
That's because this character roster basically stays the same throughout most of the games. In Tokyo, there are specific events where you can pick one extra character. Like for soccer, or football, you can pick Diddy Kong. For rock climbing, you can pick Rouge, kind of thing.
I think this roster it's very solid because it's a very equal balance between like A and B Mario characters and A and B Sonic characters. I feel like the issue with that would arise with trying to add more characters is that like. I was just thinking off the top of my head. I was like, oh, there's plenty of other Mario characters they could add. They could add all the Koopalings. They could add more of the Kongs. They could add like other like Kamek or something or other characters like that. And then I'm like, what other Sonic characters could they have added? And it's just cricket noises.
Rouge is the big one.
Rouge, Espeo. Oh yeah, Rouge.
Big the Cat.
Omega.
Big the Cat.
Big. All right.
Big the Cat.
Emerald.
James Marsden from the movie.
Alright, so there are a couple. But they're also not as, like... I think they're only, like... Those characters are only well-known to, like, people who know Sonic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The
Is Silver well-known?
And Blaze isn't really well-known either. They needed to round out the roster.
I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm personally... This is just me being a Sonic and Mario fan wanting to see as many characters as possible. This is the best roster they could probably do in a reasonable time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, there are different things. Like, you know, we saw in Smash Bros. Ultimate when they made Piranha Plant a character, and that, like, actually would be kind of funny to watch him on his little leaves running the Olympic Games.
So what we're saying is that kind of tipping our hand for a later question, but we want an Ultimate Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games where it's every single character from both franchises.
Yes, I'll save it for the end what I would like to have, but yes, that is kind of tipping the hand a little bit to make it even bigger, kind of crazier, and because I think because Miis were always something that people liked, but didn't like, they were in all the Nintendo games, you used them a lot, so you could have your own characters, but in the end, as Thomas said, we would rather play with these characters that we
know and love. Again, limited time. Again, limited time. You're doing everything, so yeah. So
yeah,
the Miis having the costumes probably were the best case scenario, so they wouldn't just force the shit out of each other. So
it is, you know, it is interesting. Does Super Sonic ever show up in the game in any way?
He shows up as a Mii costume.
Yeah, I know as a costume. As a costume, but
by accident. I opened the mail in my game that I didn't know I had, and it's like, hey, you want a Super Sonic costume. What?
I just wonder, like I said, like, there's not really Super Sonic. When you power up, you do hit Mario, kind of feels like he has the star for a little bit. But, like, it was interesting because these are both known for having power-ups. You didn't
see
them?
They're in more of the dream events, but...
Which is those are much more Mario Party event.
The dream events are always, I think, the coolest parts of these games. They're so neat. I love what they do. I wish we had more time to play more of them. Because I think the hurdles one, if I'm remembering it right, is really fun. Once I actually figured out the controls for Dream Sprint, it was pretty fun.
I forget if it's this one or another one, but there's one where they just straight up have the extreme gears from Sonic Riders.
Is that Discus?
No. I forget which one that is. That may be Tokyo I'm thinking about.
But yeah, it's a cool way to include the universes and have fun mini-games where you have them competing in their own universes, kind of.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely a cool thing.
Instead of Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, this is the Mario and Sonic Olympic Games, if that makes any
sense. Which makes sense that, you know, they would add and have these extra games on it for kind of the sales of each of those franchises type of thing like
one
that.
One of my favorite dream events that's in this game that we didn't get to do, and honestly we should have done instead of the last one we did, is Dream Spacewalk, mm-hmm. which is literally just all the characters flying through, like you're flying in between planets in Mario Galaxy.
That's
it
really
even
cool.
ends with a fight between that one piranha plant looking head.
Yeah,
ass.
The yeah.
With the, that's,
I
yeah.
forget what his name is, but yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
What was your favorite event minigame in the whole game?
Good question. I really like the shorter, the racy type ones, like the 100-meter sprint.
Or so you like a lot of the track and field stuff?
Yeah, or the what is it, the swimming. I like doing the swimming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing, that I said it while we were playing, there's some, they do something with the swimming, with the, what is it, 125-meter swimming?
100-meter.
It's 100, yeah, 100-meter swim dash thing. They do something that I both simultaneously it's like
200, whatever.
And dislike about this event. Is that they give all the characters different stroke patterns. Like, Waluigi does, like, the butterfly stroke. Sonic does the doggy paddle. Mario does the more the long arm stroke. They're all pretty different. But that also means that you each have different motion patterns with the Wii Remote. And some of those patterns are easier to do quickly than the others.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird balance, Sonic
doggy paddle, so he's really easy.
Yeah, exactly. The thing that does balance it out, though, with that game is that if you try to move too fast, your character will run out of breath, so that does kind of balance it out a little bit, but yeah. But that's my answer there, is those sort
okay.
of really
Thomas,
sort
what was your favorite?
I'm biased. I said it in the story earlier. I love the hammer throw.
Yeah.
I really like the throwing events, because Shock of all Shock, I was a thrower. It's almost like that's the shit I like. But I also liked shooting.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like the target
shooting. I did
enjoy
shooting a lot.
I think from a control standpoint, the shooting was the absolute best. I think everything about that really was good. My favorite is for the lulls, but synchronized swimming was hilarious.
I sucked so much at that.
We were all not great at it, but it was hilarious.
I really liked it. Funny to say it, but I did really like the ribbon.
Oh,
event.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gymnastics.
I wish there was more music you could do it to.
That is
yeah.
true.
Kind of wish that you could do it to some Mario and Sonic music.
Mm-hmm.
Because how funny would it be if you were doing all these ribbon dances and in the background, live and learn?
Sidious. Synchronized swimming to Sidious.
Sidious. Or Gusty Garden or whatever.
I'm the Eggman.
Can
you see all of me?
The synchronized swimming, but the invincibility theme starts. Oh shit! They gotta do like 87 moves in 2 seconds.
Or even be able to do it to like several of the big Mario themes, the big intros to Galaxy or Odyssey that are just these epic musics would be really fun. So there are definitely areas where they could do a little bit more in the game, but also it's a pretty good sized game that you can sit and play with,
and if
it is just party games.
And again, these were semi bi-yearly releases for a while,
mm-hmm.
so
every other year, pretty much, because winter summer is every 2 years.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which good. They had their engine built, they had their thing. They're just kind of like inserting the new area and a few little things. But overall, a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun playing it. This game is fairly well reviewed. Metacritic had it at 66%. It was getting 6s and 7s across the board. So
it's about what I expected.
Especially for a Wii game in the 2010s to 2014 era. Yeah. There's
that would have been like late stage Wii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though there's a lot of oof on the system in that era. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of oof in general on the system.
On the system, yeah.
But, yeah, it was pretty well reviewed, and, I didn't hate Mason for making us play a Wii game.
Hey!
He's had a Christmas miracle. In March?
Yes.
Improvements. Improvements.
Next Wii game we play, it's gonna be Ninja Bread Man. I made that joke while we were
M&M Adventure 2.
Look. Even I am not cruel enough to make you guys play any data design game.
Yet.
Season 28. Let's go.
Look,
guys.
We would have to scrape the bottom of the barrel so much that it's peeling off, and we're digging through the barrel to get to data design.
Season 28,
The all Wii season.
Oops, all we.
Oops, all.
Oh, boy. Well, on this podcast, we ask two important questions of every game that we play. The first is, how does it hold up?
Well, it's a Wii game. They all age fine. They age good. I think it's safe to say that all Wii games don't really age as well as like 360 or PS3 games, obviously.
Because it's a matter of control and software.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but as Wii games go, especially for this era, as you mentioned, it does hold up well.
Yeah, I think it holds up still in what it was meant to be.
Yes.
It was meant to be sit down with a bunch of friends or family members or whoever and play some Olympic games. And have fun, laugh, enjoy these two franchises coming together. It's kind of the perfect, you know, Thanksgiving Christmas game in a lot of ways to sit down and play with family members as you're coming together. So it is that purpose that they made it for. Yeah, it holds up great for it. Some of the animation stuff definitely feels Wii-y. And some of the motion controls are motion controls. But those were problems with the Wii when it came out, so I don't really want to ding it really now very much on that. But yeah, I think it holds up pretty well.
I would also argue that it holds up better than the first Olympic Games game.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, which is good, but this is...
Yeah, I mean, they improved on it.
This is the best one, like we said earlier, so...
Which is good, you know, you hope they improve on what they're doing.
Right.
As they made it. But yeah, I think as far as... Obviously, we've only played bad Wii games so far on this podcast, so...
Yeah.
Hey, I think Mason admitted that Go Vacation is bad.
I was gonna say, it's in recording.
We have indisputable proof.
Hey, listen, I never said that...
It'll hold up in a court of law.
I've never said that Go Vacation was a good game. I've said it's a game that I love.
I also like cars, alright? Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think it holds up. I like all three things, so...
It scratches the itch in my brain.
It scratches the tism.
It's that TikTok trend that's going around. It's like, what genre of autism did you get?
I could make a fucking this. Shelf out of
autism. I'll just send you the original video so you can make your own.
You have your Venn diagram of your Sonic... your Mario and your Olympic games and where they cross, that's me.
Yep, that's my Venn diagram of autism. Oh, is that it? Ha!
I have Venn diagrams that Venn diagram.
One of my hyperfixations is Venn diagrams. Oh, you're fucking with me now.
The second question we ask of every game that we play. Would you like to see a remake or a reimagining in a modern setting?
Considering the fact that it doesn't seem like they're gonna do a game for the Olympics this year,
which is disappointing.
It is disappointing, but also I'm like, I mean, it had to end at some point.
Yeah,
they haven't done games for the last two Winter Olympics, so
yeah, because there's only so much they could do each iteration.
Well, also for the Winter Olympics, Ubisoft owned the rights for a little bit.
That's true.
Or own the gaming rights for a bit, so I'm wondering if...
Rabbids and Assassin's Creed!
No, they used it to, like, prop up their own snowboarding game or whatever. It was weird. But it doesn't seem like they're going to do one for this year. I would honestly take one that's not assigned to a year. It's just Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games.
Mm-hmm.
And just make it, like, bigger and better than ever. That's what I would take. But also... For some reason, I really want a series like this in a mockumentary style.
Yeah, you brought that up while we were playing.
Yeah, I did, but I want to put it in recording because just the idea of a mockumentary style like The Office, Parks and Rec, even a little bit of Arrested Development in there, but with the Mario and Sonic characters causing mayhem at the Olympic Games, I'm sorry, that idea is too funny. I'm pretty sure I stole it from a tweet. I don't remember which original tweet it was, but... It's so funny. That's such a funny idea to me.
Yeah.
Watch the drama as Blaze and Wario secretly hook up behind everyone's backs.
Oh my god.
Wario does not know what sex is.
No, they'd be roommates and they'd fucking despise each other. Like, there would be a scene where it's like the people are recording and you see Blaze slowly go over with the pillow like she's about to push down. And the camera people are like, miss, fucking stop, what?
See, if they were actually in it, Sonic would the entire time assume that Wario and Waluigi are gay lovers.
Yeah.
And then like he finds out they're not.
and it's like they're brothers.
Sonic'd be like, wait, what?
And
Tails be like, but Sonic, how didn't you realize this?
And he's like, I don't know, look at him.
You're telling me that Mario and Luigi aren't a couple either? No!
No, not even remotely. No.
I am so confused.
Jesus.
So what, Bowser and Bowser Jr. Brothers 2, another father and son? Fuck!
What is everything?
I mean, he's called Bowser Jr. Sonic. That's besides the point.
Alright, Mason, do you want to make a remake or a rematch?
Yes, finally getting around to my answer. I would like to, again, kind of along the same lines of what you were thinking, like an ultimate Mario and Sonic Olympic Games collection, where it features, it's a combination of regular Olympics in winter, and it combines every single event from every single game. With every iteration of this franchise, there are some returning games, and then some that are omitted, and then some new games in the new ones that weren't in previous games. It all changes with every franchise. So what I would like is just one game where it's every single event from every single game, of both regular events and dream events from both. And instead of taking place in, like, one, like, real-life location, it's like the timelines cross, and it's like a nexus point between, like, Green Hill Zone and the Mushroom Kingdom. And it's like a combination of the two that they do the games
in. It's like that Marvel versus DC event where Marvel and DC are both gods.
Yes.
And so they just have to fight, but instead of actually fighting, they're like, which of our worlds is better at the Olympics?
Yeah. Basically.
So...
like, expand the character roster and expand everything.
I would also very much like another Olympic Games. But I would not Mario and Sonic.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
I want Nintendo and Sega.
Oh, shit. That would be interesting.
So I want one big Smash Ultimate-style Olympic game, mini-games, Nintendo and Sega. Expand that roster out. Build it out. You can go into both the franchises more, a little bit more. You can have random characters throughout of there. It doesn't have to be huge roster, but you know,
give me Axel from Streets of Rage judo tossing Link.
Oh yes, it's the high diving competition between Samus and that one bitch from Space Channel 5.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la, thank you.
It's Olimar from Pikmin, and over here, Echo the Dolphin.
In swimming, it feels like an unfair advantage for one of them.
Yeah, Olimar has got this. But
100 meter dash between Star Fox and the Hornet from that NASCAR game.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be one last big hurrah, one last kind of like dream project, dream mini game type of thing that has all these type of events, Olympic Games. Heck, put it at a rotating, like at a lot of, having a, you could go to a lot of different, past stadiums, Olympic Games, maybe potential what has been announced as future locations. Just make it just kind of this big, big thing and just have fun with it. I would like to see one last hurrah with this franchise because I just think it's too fun to have these, Sega and Nintendo working together on something like this because they were the bitterest of rivals and now they should be the best of lovers.
That was a weird way to put it. That was a really weird way to put it.
No, that's perfect.
I think your idea might be thinking a little too big, but I would be lying if I said I wasn't intrigued.
You're like, yeah, I want to play it. In this corner, we have Funky Kong.
And in this corner, we have the giant orange cat from Choo Choo Rocket.
The other, we have the dude from Comic Zone. Let's go, lads. Also, just, I do love these Olympic Games, but a Mario Sonic proper crossover would,
yes,
would be amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Will it happen? Probably not.
No. But, you know, we can dream, we can dream. You know, I would love, because games like the Mario and Luigi games or Mario RPG kind of expanded the Mario world, and, like, kind of that there are other worlds out there, you could easily have something where Mario crosses over into Sonic's world, or Sonic crosses over into Mario's world, and you could create, whether it's in an RPG or in anything else, you can easily tell those stories. It's just, it seems like in the RPGs, they've been more willing to go into weirder areas and worlds around them.
Give me a Dynasty Warriors clone, baby.
Jesus.
Oh, but yeah, we are big Sonic fans, as you know, and we're big Mario fans. It's fun that this was our first Mario game.
Oh, yeah.
Because the rest of them are too good.
Exactly.
The rest of them we can't cover. It's
too,
like,
good,
oh,
for us.
It's like, oh, 10 out of 10s? Can't cover that. We need sevens, baby.
Can't cover that.
But what do you guys think? What is your favorite Olympic event? Or which character would you like to see in an Olympic game? Let us know. Drop us an email. bleepyouplaying@gmail.com. That's bleepyouplaying@gmail.com. Or if you'd like us to play a Mario, a Sonic game, or an Olympic game, you can tell us to play a game or watch a film. Over on our Patreon, patreon.com/whatthebleep, you can subscribe to our Super Bleephead tier, and on that tier, for $15 a month, we'll let you tell us to play something. As long as it doesn't break the bank, we will gladly play it and record an episode for you. And if you'd like to check out our YouTube now, which is growing, and having more and more stuff added onto it, you can. youtube.com/whatthebleep, and, I think it's What the Bleep. Might be Bleepy Playing. It's our YouTube. Link will be below. Click on it. Subscribe. And watch our silly tier list where we battle each other for
supremacy
of being right and usually irritated that we're going to be down. Our ranking is slightly lower than what we wanted. How dare it not be third from the top? It's fourth from the top. Ah!
Yes, tune in every episode where I say at least one thing that pisses off both of you.
Eh.
It didn't happen in consoles, to be fair.
Not too much. But yeah, we're trying to make everything here grow to its highest levels. So if you're listening to this, drop us a 5-star review. Tell us what you like, what you dislike. With that 5-star review, we'll gladly take it. And go over to any of our other channels and locations and keep up. Because we're enjoying bleeping play and things. And we'll catch you next time.